Masechet Shavuot, Perek Het, Mishnah Bet. We listed all the different Shomrim and their responsibility in the last Mishnah. Now we'll talk about all different situations where a Shomer will swear falsely and when they would be obligated to bring the Asham offering along with the 1/5 penalty. We'll first start talking about the Shomer Hinam. Like we said in the last Mishnah, the Shomer Hinam, once he swears that he didn't do anything that was negligent, then he frees himself from all responsibility. So that would translate into any false swear on his part that wasn't about negligence. For example, as we'll get into, if he claimed that the animal he was watching was stolen, but when in reality it just died on the spot. He lied over there, but his lie didn't get him out of having to pay anything. The Shomer Hinam is not responsible no matter what, unless he was negligent. So therefore, what we're going to say in this Mishnah is even if he lies, he's patur, he's not obligated to pay the 1/5 penalty and also bring the Korban Asham. Mishnah says, Amar le Shomer Hinam hechan shori. If a person says to a Shomer Hinam, an unpaid Shomer, where's the ox that I gave you to watch? Amar lo met. And the Shomer told him, it died naturally. But in reality, what happened is the ox was broken. What we mean there, it was killed by a wild animal, or it was stolen by thieves, or it was captured, or it was lost. Nishbar. Or if the shomer said, my ox was broken, killed by a wild animal. But really, it died naturally, or it was captured, or it was stolen, or it was lost. Or the Shomer said, Nishba, the ox was captured by somebody. But in reality, it died naturally, or it was killed, or it was stolen, or it was lost. Nignav, or the Shomer said that the ox was stolen. But in reality, it died naturally, or it was broken, or it was captured, or it was lost. Or lastly, Avad, the Shomer said it was lost. But really what happened, it died naturally, or it was broken, or it was captured, or it was stolen. So in all of these cases, if the owner of the ox told the shomer, Mashbi'acha ani, I'm putting a swear onto you about your claim to see if it's true. Ve'amar amen, and the shomer answered him and said amen. So he swore that amen is enough to be considered a swore. But then later on, he admitted that he lied. So we say, well, we question, is he obligated to bring the Asham offering along with the 1/5 penalty? Mishnah says, patur, he's not obligated to bring them even though he swore falsely. A Shomer Hinam would not have to pay for the ox even if he told the truth in all of these cases. So that the lie that he said didn't really affect anything. It didn't free him from having to pay anything. So the false swear that he took over here doesn't free him whatsoever from paying, and therefore we're going to say that even though he lied, there's no requirement for him to bring the Korban Asham or the payment of the extra 1/5.